trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Breaking Bears news. Brandon Marshall has been traded. He'll now play for the Jets. For all the details, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
A couple minutes after 4 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Saturday, March 14th is Chicago Wolves Rally Towel Night. It's presented by Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Showtime, the TV network, will no longer have to cough up for a plane ticket for Brandon Marshall to fly to the Big Apple, but they will have to pay for a New York cab, which might just cost them the same. Marshall is headed to the Jets in a trade that will net the Bears a fifth-round draft pick, a trade that can't be made official until next week. But the Bears did make one thing official today, signing quarterback Jimmy Clausen for the upcoming season. Meanwhile, reports out of Seattle say that the Seahawks and running back Marshawn Lynch have agreed on a new deal. Preseason baseball, they're in the sixth inning. The Padres leading the White Sox 2-0. Zach Duke allowing those two runs. Meanwhile, Carlos Rodon started the game for the Southsiders, his first in a Sox uniform. He went two scoreless innings, allowing one hit with four strikeouts. The Cubs lead the Reds 1-0 that game in the sixth inning. John Lester, his first start in a Cubs uniform, two innings pitched, shutout, one hit with three strikeouts. Meanwhile, Cubs owner Tom Ricketts was on with Mully and Hanley this morning, and he discussed the ongoing construction at Wrigley Field.
The right answer for us is to do it sequentially. It takes more time and it takes more money, but we don't want to shut Wrigley Field down for a whole season. I think it just means too much to the people that come to the games and all the people that come from all over the country to go to the games every year. We want to keep that going.
In hockey, the Blackhawks host Edmonton tonight at the United Center. Pro basketball, the Bulls take on the Pacers in Indianapolis. College basketball, Missouri Valley Conference tournament action. Second half, Evansville leading Illinois State 39-38. Earlier today, the number one seed in that tournament, Wichita State, defeated Southern Illinois 56-45. It's cold out there. So cold that, well, so cold you'll probably tired of hearing how cold it is. Just think about how your car battery feels. Don't get stranded. Be sure to stop into AutoZone today for a free battery check. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Tales of laziness.
This guy's lazy.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
They're lazy butts. They're not doing their jobs.
I just want to lay in my bed.
Stupid, lazy.
Don't feel like picking up my phone. So leave a message at the tone. Because today I swear I'm not doing anything.
Tales of laziness.
Oh, yes, sitting. The great leveler, from the mightiest pharaoh to the lowliest peasant. Who doesn't enjoy a good sit?
Did you ever sit like this?
Yes, yes, that's it. Oh, I could go for one of those right now.
My father, who was Irish, was sent to work at the age of 11, and he liked that I got myself a job. He always used to say that American kids were spoiled lazy.
Tales of laziness.
My problem is being lazy. I don't like, but I have to. There's things in life that you don't like, but you have to do it.
Running to third would have involved some actual physical activity on the part of Miguel Cabrera.
Tales of laziness.
For them not to review it, knowing the rules, it just shows that either they just didn't want to do it or they're just being lazy.
The thing is, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care. It's a problem of motivation, all right?
Say I want that bowl of dip.
Why, you'd have to get up.
Oh?
Sir, I am in your debt.
Use it wisely, my friend.
Tales of laziness.
But today I swear I'm not doing anything. Nothing at all.
Boars and Bernstein.
Fung is winning. Winning is fun.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And yes, as promised at 4:06, Boris and Bernstein, we're going to take a break from the Marshall Dolls because my head hurts. And we're going to do our Friday Fun Tales of Laziness, one of our favorite bits. And generally, we pick something up we can use.
Yeah, this is also going to be a life hack, so yeah, listen carefully.
Sometimes.
We're going to start with Bozo in Atlanta on The Score.
Hi, guys. So there's a scenario where we have cleaners that come clean our house every 2 weeks, and my wife will do our laundry, but she won't put my clothes away, so she'll have a nice pile of my clothes to put away, and she doesn't want to put it in the way of the cleaner, so she'll put that pile in my walk-in closet. And then there are a scenario where I've done the laundry, and I just never finished putting the pile of clothes away, so those kind of sit at the end of the bed. And this actually happened to me this morning. So I had to, there was a pile of my clothes at the end of our bed, and instead of picking them up and turning around and walking 2 feet to the dresser drawer where they belong, I proceeded to take that pile, walk past the dresser into our bathroom, into my closet, and pile them on the existing piles of clothes that were in there until I wait till the pile is too big, then I grab all of them, come back out of the bathroom, and then put them away in my dresser drawer where they should be.
That's not even lazy.
I can't say the word. Yeah, but you know, you can no longer use that word.
Right.
But you know what word I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's not tales of that, is it?
This is Mac who says, while sitting on my couch and drinking, I will hold the drink in my hand, rest my elbow of my drinking hand on my knee, and when I want to take a sip, simply lift my heel off the ground,
which raises my knee enough to bring the drink to my lips. It sounds complicated, but it's not. It exerts much less energy than actually lifting the drink to your mouth. Wow.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying it here. And I,
yeah, it's I've done that.
I get it. Yeah. My angle's bad, but I get
your
it.
Angle.
John in Frankfurt, you're on the score.
Okay, what I do is when I plop my butt down on the couch, usually, and I turn on the TV, normally my wife has one of her home shows on some or something like that on, and if the batteries in the remote control don't work, rather than move 4 feet to change the batteries, I watch the bad show rationalizing that it's actually not that bad.
Adam in Schaumburg says, last March Madness, the batteries in the remote of my 60-inch TV died. Instead of getting up and walking 15 feet to the den for batteries so I could switch to TNT for the next game, I grabbed my phone, which has a 4.3-inch screen, and watched the game on there while the news played on my TV. Here is Tim in Wicker Park. He's on the score. Hi, Tim.
Tim?
This is Tony in Frankfurt.
No, we're not. We already heard from Tony in Frankfurt today. Tim in Wicker Park is on the score.